And as long as we're talking about Berkeley, let's take a minute to explore that name, Berkeley. Why is it called that? Well, that's the kind of thing KALW's Stephen Short explores in our series called The Source. Let's join him.
Berkeley, California has a long-held reputation as a center of free thinking and free speaking, of course, thanks in large part to the university. And Charles Wallenberg, chair of the Social Science Department at Berkeley City College and author of Berkeley, A City in History, says there's another long-standing tradition, the rivalry of town and gown.
The essential fact about the history of the English-speaking community of Berkeley is that it had two beginnings, not one. One of them was a small informal community that grew up in the 1850s called Ocean View, and it was located along the shore of the bay on either side of the mouth of Strawberry Creek.
Can't you just hear the ads? New homes at Ocean View on Strawberry Creek from the low hundreds.
And almost immediately they come into conflict with each other. The university dams up Strawberry Creek, so the wells down in Ocean View begin drying up. The wastewater and the sewage from the university starts flowing down Strawberry Creek into there.
But there's nothing like a common enemy to get people to cooperate. In 1878, that common enemy was the expanding community of Oakland, which was eager to swallow them both.
And so on April 1st, 1878, the two communities of the campus community and Ocean View joined together and were incorporated into the city of Berkeley.
Wait a second. You said April Fool's Day?
April Fool's Day. That's right. Some people think that was a very appropriate day for Berkeley to become incorporated.
Now, it's pretty obvious where they got the name Ocean View. There's no story there. But Berkeley. Remember where we are. This is the late 1800s, and the concept of manifest destiny is shining in America. A poem by Irish Anglican Bishop George Berkeley, Westward the Course of Empire Takes Its Way, is still popular in some circles, even though it's about 150 years old. First, school leaders know of Bishop Berkeley's efforts to provide education and training to colonial children. Then his ideals sum up the goals of their new college overlooking the Pacific, and also the idea
that this is going to be a community with a certain amount of prestige associated with it. It's going to be an educated, upscale community. That's already incorporated into that name, into that choice of that name.
Based on a guy who wore a white wig.
Right, a guy who wore a white wig.
The British pronunciation, Berkeley, was lost over the years as people began pronouncing it closer to the way it's spelled, Berkeley. Now, few in that city today would admit to any association with colonial empire, but don't use 21st century markers to grade Bishop Berkeley's goals for imperialism. Listen to his ideal from about 275 years ago, and you may think softer thoughts of his work. There shall be sung another golden age, the rise of empire and of arts, the good and great inspiring epic rage, the wisest heads and noblest hearts. For KALW News, I'm Stephen Short in Berkeley.
That certain night, the night we met, there was magic abroad in the air. There were angels dining at the Ritz, and a nightingale sang in Berkeley Square.